6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it. I'm back, people! What's going on? How's it hanging? It's been a while, I know. Last we met up, I was over there battling a turkey and eating the stuffing and going to sleep for quite some time. Food coma, baby. Food coma. And you know, at the end of the day, I still got to go ahead and start doing some Christmas shopping. But you know, it felt pretty good to get away for a little bit. Even though, I got to let you know, the idea of a vacation escapes me now and again because there be a job that needs to be done, and me being me, I gotta go ahead and handle it. So, yep, I've been taking care of business, been working on the main assignment, of course, and let me tell you, it is shaping up in such a big way, I cannot tell you on this episode. Yeah, I mean, you guys managed to get a little piece of it the one time I did share, like, a Power Play episode onto the Instagram stories. Which, by the way, I gotta let you all know this, right? Man, I don't know what it is sometimes with social media. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It just isn't the way it used to be. And I mean, like, whether it be the fellowship or whether it be, like, the interaction and all that stuff. Like, I interact with a lot of people that know that J360 Productions exists. And some people that are actually still looking to see what it's all about. But there always is that special brand of ignorance I keep running into where it's a damn clickbait bot or some stupid bot that's trying to tell me, oh, hey, I can help you get views. We can fix the Instagram page and all. And it's like, my Instagram page isn't in any real trouble other than Meta trying to block everything that's interesting or funny or whatever because they done gave in the AI a lot quicker than any of us did. Because have you ever tried posting something on Facebook and it could be the most innocent thing, but all of a sudden, because their AI is programmed to go against something that's unfamiliar to them, it'll show right up and say, this will go against our community guidelines, even though it won't. I mean, me showing a picture of Goku flying on the Nimbus cloud apparently goes against the community services. You know what I mean? Or Kenshiro from Fist of the North Star walking across the wasteland would be considered against the community guidelines. Or even the number one thing about how the direction of the country I live in, or how the things are affecting the planet I live in, or news surrounding the industry I'm working in, goes against community guidelines. See, when you start doing this kind of stuff, and I said this like way, way, way back in the first season of the J-Man Show, how much security you need till you don't have liberty anymore? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm always about freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. And at the same time, I'm always about self-expression and also respecting one another and pursuing happiness. But a lot of us forgot about the pursuit of happiness because we've been, dare I say it, some of us have been spat on too many times. Some of us have been thrown up on too many times, which is akin to spatting. But, you know, the bile is a lot more disgusting than spit. At least with spit, you know, you can bat it away or you can spit back. But, you know, bile, man, fuck, it's its own sort of way. And then, of course, you got, for a lot of us men out here, the old groin pull. Life is ridiculous. And it's gotten even more ridiculous regarding how irresponsible we've all been about things. But you see, in order to really be responsible about things, you got to know what the remorse is, and you got to understand that you're going to make mistakes. And when you do make mistakes, you learn from them, so you hopefully never do them again. And see, like, with the way, like, the Facebook page of J360 Productions has been growing, the Instagram page, kind of stagnant, but there are moments where, like, it keeps growing whenever, like, reels come into play and all. And I know some of y'all say, hey, Jay, you should do some more reels. Yeah, but the point is, it's like, why should I? You know what I mean? Like, I should be able to give you guys a lot of the same credentials I've been giving without any sort of favor or partial to whatever. Because the whole competition against TikTok is whatever now. So, whatever the hell Meta is trying to do in addition to what's going on at X or any of this other stuff. Or even Blue Sky. Blue Sky is ridiculous, man. I remember being on there. And I'm still on there. You can check it out because I got the link on here for any of y'all that want to join in. But I've noticed this too. A lot of people ran back into their damn social cliques. Which, by the way, hey, everybody in the RetroSynth department, it's good to see you, but liking my content is not enough other than actual engagement. Please work on that. And of course, I'm not talking about RetroSynth Records. I'm talking about the RetroWave group out there that some people I know, but then there's like plenty of them I don't know, and they know me somehow. And I'm like, well, then again, I mean, you know, you do J360 jams for at least over 100 times, I'm sure you're bound to draw attention. But the point is, though, it's like, actual engagement is very important. I mean, that's why we are the way we are. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Twitter is, you can go after Twitter because of the service. Yeah, the service sucks now. But let's just be perfectly honest, a lot of that stuff was us. User responsibility just doesn't come into play unless you're involved in something when it comes to social media, right? Right. And see, another thing is about social media, you cannot rely on it for shit. Like, there were times where I sent out a post for, like, you know, Clock Out Films' First State of Fear, and it didn't get any traction until the week after. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen? But then again, I start thinking about fighting for net neutrality and realizing that the speed lane for all of that stuff, that stuff should be booming. And hopefully it is now, but it's like this. I'm trying to help out this community in addition to growing my own brand and everything. I had to remember what the mission was. And the truth is that if Meta and all the rest of these damn sites are not going to help me get that far, but they'll happily show me some stupid ethot wanting money and showing the ugliest fucking ass crack I've ever seen in my life, then that just goes to show that they're just picking and choosing at random of who to block and who to push, and it's getting ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, I can't just say it's getting ridiculous. It's been ridiculous for a while. And then I also noticed this about some people. Why is it that whenever jams is like 3 weeks, people start acting like they don't know what that show is? Like, here's the thing. I kept sharing that out. I kept sharing the whole thing regarding the art for J360 Jams 103. And people are like, oh, I don't know what the hell that is. Well, let me tell you something, jackass. It's the J360 Radio music show. Not synthwave show, music show. All music is invited. All music is welcome. Stop limiting yourself based on genre and all that stuff. I said this a long time ago from Jump. This show will experiment with the synthwave program, but it will lead into other music because all music and all genres are invited. You got people running around now talking about like how certain things are not even in play anymore because people are not giving them a chance. You see what I'm saying? Or they're saying like nobody does that kind of music anymore. Who the hell is nobody? For a long time, I've seen like a lot of great musicians come through jams, and I've seen a lot of great musicians come back to jams. I've seen a lot of people make their debut on jams and they have a good time. The point is to be consistent. And the thing is, though, this one track shit, which, by the way, you all know you need two tracks to play in on J360 jams. Don't play me. Give me another track to go with your new track, okay? You don't need two new tracks. Maybe if you're putting in one and you bring in the older one. There's your completion right there. And don't do a remix of the same track you're sending. That's not cool. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, that show deserves its bragging rights, much as like KZL and all the rest of that crap that's out there. no offense to KZO, she has a good program going, but I gotta let y'all know, it's just, this stuff is disingenuous, and that's where rivalries and all sorts of other behaviors, negative behaviors, mind you, come from, because of nonsense like this. You're gonna blur out somebody else's show, but you're gonna bring somebody else's show to the forefront, and then you're gonna go ahead and bury somebody's show because you think that the new episode isn't coming around that same time. It's the holiday season too, I can give you that, but it goes like this. 3 weeks is about as much as that show is going to be delayed. It was coming back, and it is coming back this Friday. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the Mini Bites happening now. You got the J-Man show happening tomorrow. And then you have the Power Play possibly happening this Thursday. But then you also have for Friday, because Friday belongs to Jams, J360 Jams 103. That stuff is awesome. And like I say before, many, many times, I know I'm doing this right. And I know, like, the best way to get this all out to you is to go beyond social media. So, honestly, I am not, like I said, they don't owe me anything. I damn sure don't owe them anything. But the truth is that the mission must continue, and I have plenty of new to bring to you guys, which is why the main assignment took quite a bit of time to make. So you're just going to have to stay tuned to how we do these things, in addition to, like, the Ko-fi and the Patreon and all sorts of classic stuff coming your way, you know, for that content that you enjoy here. In addition to, I'm still working on something new for a lot of you Apple Podcast users out there. So, hey, nobody's getting left out in the dust this time, but it's time to kick it up to that high gear, because the old ways are just not going to work anymore. You understand what I'm saying? And I've also noticed, like, a lot of big YouTubers are burning out. I also noticed that the Hawk Tua girl did a crypto scheme. Oh, man, we are going back into them old days again. But I called that, you know, this isn't like time to have a flex about it. I'm just saying, like, on one hand, I'm surprised, but on the other hand, not really. It's like I'm up, but I got to go ahead and make sure that indifference doesn't come into play, because I still got a lot of work to do. And even while I go about doing these things, people always say and have apathetic thoughts, apathetic reasons, all that kind of crap. To hell with that. We're going into 2025. I got my own project, 2025, thank you. And I ain't worried about what the hell this damn government's about to do. Let us just be honest. But yeah, you guys are going to be in for a real treat these next few weeks and all. However, during the week of Christmas going into New Year's, I will not be doing shows. We will be back in the full swing these next 2 weeks. And then, of course, you know, the next 2 weeks in January. And we'll go ahead and we'll run our race on that, too. Because we also have a big celebration about to happen. Because the Mini Bites will go into their sixth season soon. So we are right on the hook of things. And as far as Jams goes, you guys know how to submit to Jams, right? And if you don't, email me at j360jams@gmail.com. And I'll help you along your way. However, that window is closing real fast for 103. Because, you know, things will not be accepted after that Thursday. Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m., the premiere before Jams, you know, that's your closing window. And once it gets to 6 o'clock, I ain't looking at nothing. So, just letting you know about all this stuff. But the truth is that, like, I'm back and I'm ready to go to work. I see that you all need some great content. And you also need stuff to really bring you all back. I've seen a lot of artists cave in while I was out, too. And feeling indifference about things. Not only because of AI art, but because of crazy stuff on YouTube, like I mentioned. And then, of course, you know, social media. It's just like, this is why we need to be a community and all. And I know how you all feel about Discord, because I can tell, like, how the activity's been on the Discord lately. So, once again, I'm still going to keep promoting that thing. And like I said, that's a big part of the Legion Hall. So, you might want to stay in tune to that, and you might want to use it a little bit more to keep up with yours truly. Now, if anybody needs to know about that, once again, reach out to me, and I'll send you a link to it. But, like I said before, that's a part of the main assignment, but we still have a lot of things to engage with as we move back into this whole thing. But yeah, even though it's the holiday season, it's time to get back to work for me. Well, it's not like I really left, but you know what I mean. It's time for me to be back on the air, keep you guys going. And remember this, like, we have to shape the culture. I keep telling you, we're the new school. We are the ones that are the legends of tomorrow. We need to go ahead and make our story start today, is what I'm saying, you know? By the way, it's funny too because people thought I wasn't coming back, and I was like, I just told you guys episode, I told you guys season 9 of the J-Man show was back. It's like, how am I not going to be there? Oh, well. But other than that, though, I am back, y'all, and let's go ahead and take care of business, all right? This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.